Yes. 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 Hey, everybody. Yes. Welcome back to the Paid Search Podcast. Chris, what episode is it?
It is 87. 87 of these guys. That's pretty amazing.
It's been great, Chris. It's been great knowing you. We've never had a fight. We've never cursed at each other, and it's been a great ride here. So let's keep riding. Today, we have a very interesting podcast episode about, well, last week we talked about competitors, and we teased, what if you could see who your competitors are? What if you could know how much they show up and where they show up?
What if you could see into their campaigns? Not really, but that's
pretty
good.
What if you could at least know what they're doing that affects you?
Yeah.
It's the number one question I get from clients. They always want to know what their competitors are doing. So, Chris, why don't you tell them about this special report inside of Google AdWords? It's not a third-party software. They don't charge you an arm and a leg. It's just a free report from Google. What are we talking about here?
Jason, we are talking about the Auction Insights Report, and it is available directly inside of AdWords. And before I give away anything else, Jason, I have a review to read.
You always make him pay the price. Make him pay the price.
I know. First, I want to say thank you to Jason Lind, who wrote PPC jackpot, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point.
Don't Google that.
This is a must listen for anyone and everyone who works within PPC. Jason and Chris do such a fantastic job at helping the PPC community by diving into real world PPC topics with honesty and clarity. You have both helped shorten my learning curve, and I thank you. Awesome. That's great, Jason. And we don't ask anything for it except just to tell other people, and you gave us the review. So thanks. And then we have JT Haynes, who wrote another one on January 1st. He wrote this review on his day off, you know, went in and wrote a review. Best AdWords advice out there. Very entertaining. I'm always looking forward to the next episode. So JT, thank you very much. Now we can get in, Jason, to the good stuff.
Yes, thank you for those reviews, and you can leave them at your local iTunes store, or you can go into the Apple store and ask them where to leave the review.
Okay, let's make it as complicated as possible. Thank you.
So, Chris, Auction Insights Report.
Yes. Okay, so first let's explain where to find it. I'm going to explain where to find it on the old interface. Jason's going to show you how to find it on the new interface. So, basically, on the old interface, you can do it one of two ways. One is you can hit the details button right on the campaign screen. This is the overall screen that shows all of your campaigns in one view. You hit the all campaigns button and go to the campaigns tab and hit details. There's a little button towards the middle of your screen that says details. Then you scroll down and hit all. Okay, that's going to give you Auction Insights information for all of your campaigns. Now, if you have a specific campaign that you want to check out, the alternate way of doing that is to select one campaign, checkbox for just one campaign, or it could be multiple, but in this instance, I would recommend looking at them individually. You check one campaign, go to the same details button, and this time hit selected. Selected will give you information about that one campaign, which is really valuable because you're able to see specifics about the keywords and auction insights for that campaign and not your entire account. Jason, do you even know where the one is on the new interface? I don't.
So, Chris, everyone should also know you can also access the Auction Insights report at the ad group level with selected ad groups, and then you can also look at it at the keyword level with selected keywords.
Yes, good point.
So, Chris, this Auction Insights report, why would you ever go there? What problem is it solving? Generally, what data is it giving us?
So, although there are paid systems out there that supposedly give you competitive analysis of competitors, supposedly it gives you keywords and ads and how much they're spending and bids and all this kind of stuff. But Jason, at best, those are sometimes questionable because if you do some reverse engineering and put your information in and look at what they say you're spending and the keywords you're using, you'll see that sometimes it's kind of off. And so in the end, I don't necessarily recommend, I'm just kind of middle of the road on that one. What I do recommend is using a free service directly within AdWords, which works because it's a system that works in AdWords. And the problem you're going to solve is essentially that same thing, but looking on a larger scale. When you go into Auction Insights, what you're going to find is information about where do I stand among my competitors.
Right.
That's really the question that you're going to be answering. There's not a, how much are my competitors spending? That's not the question you're answering. Are my competitors getting more leads than me? Nope, can't tell you that. What it could answer is, how am I ranking compared to my competitors? Am I showing up more often? Am I above my competitors in the average position? You know, stuff like that. You know, some basic information that does not go beyond general metrics and position and overall impression share.
Yeah, I think a good way to think about it, Chris, is last week we talked about competitor analysis overall. And with this Auction Insights report, you're really doing competitor analysis only on the people that you're actually competing with, I think is a good way to think about it. You're zooming in to only the keywords that you target, only in the areas that you run in, only the times of day that you run on, and you're seeing who shows up alongside you. And that's the data it gives you. It gives it to you at the campaign level, ad group level, keyword level. And Chris, we'll run through these columns of data here you get. The first one is impression share. The first thing it tells you is what your search impression share is. And that number, of course, should match, if you have it added, the search impression share column. And then below that, it tells you your competitors' search impression shares, again, of the keywords that you target, the times a day you run, and in the locations you run on. So I'm looking at a moving company here, Chris, in Oklahoma City. Our search impression share is 95%. And Chris Schaefer would love that because he loves a high search impression share.
It's very impressive.
Our second biggest competitor, and we run generally in the Oklahoma City metro area, our number two person, the person we compete with the most, 54%. So they're either only showing up half the time on the keywords we run in the areas we run at the times we run, or they're doing that plus targeting lots of different kinds of keywords and maybe targeting different locations. But the one thing I'll say here, Chris, about the impression share column, almost always I am very surprised at how small my competitors' search impression shares are. Do you experience that as well?
Yeah, and I've developed a theory as to why they are so small. And Jason, I think you would agree. In your experience auditing and getting into new accounts, how many times do you see an account that is not rampant with broad keywords and improper targeting and budgets that are too small and geographic areas that are too big? And I think that's why we see impression shares that are so low, because a lot of the times, if you put two people in front of a computer to build an AdWords campaign, they're going to build very different AdWords campaigns with different keywords in mind, different metrics and goals in mind. So in the end, you may think that, you know, you build a campaign just like your competitor, you're going to be racing for the same end. But in reality, I think a lot of campaigns probably do not reflect the same goal. The
same level of perfection that you and I offer.
Yeah.
As humbly as I can say that. I mean, and let's be real, you and I, from day one, we've always agreed and focused on the search terms report. And we get our clients to show up and get clicks from basically only searches where people are searching for exactly what they offer. In most cases, 90, 95, 97 plus percent high quality search terms when you look at our search terms report. And these competitors out there, if they don't have a pro running their campaign or they're not great at AdWords, maybe only like 20% of their search terms are quality stuff that we show up on all the time, or maybe 50%, but then they probably have another 60 or 50% of garbage that they show up on that we wouldn't want to show up on. So if you're a manager out there or you're working for a boss and you want to show them the value of you taking over the AdWords account, I think a great selling point and something I've never done, Chris, but would be really interested to know and get historical data on if I could, how high were my competitors' search impression shares in the Auction Insights report before I took over versus after my stuff running for 3 months? And I would think that the second highest guy in this case of a mover being 54% and then 38%, then 20%, I would think those before I took over were maybe like 90%, 80%, 70%. We were showing up on a lot of the same stuff they show up on, and then we just got a lot higher quality and moved on to better pasture. So I think that's a great selling point if you can track that data from day one.
Yeah, absolutely. Because the Auction Insights report is certainly very unique because there is no other place to really see how you're ranking against your competitors other than maybe average position, but that doesn't tell you who your competitors are.
I mean, the only way you can get this data is by Googling yourself or the preview tool, but Googling yourself doesn't give you accurate results as much as our clients want to say it does.
No.
And the preview tool, I'll have an example here in a minute. I see wildly different results on the preview tool sometimes.
And preview tools, one keyword at a time, and it's based at the moment of the search. So you'd have to document your results very carefully. This takes something that can be broken out into time scales, and all the metrics are already there based on the URL that you're competing against. So I think there is no other tool that can be quite as valuable as this. There's no other metric that is quite like this in AdWords.
And I've called Google and I said, okay, I'm getting different numbers in the account, data in the account, including the Auction Insights report and versus the preview tool. And they tell you openly, like, hey, the preview tool is outdated, or at least from the current interface, like the existing interface, they'll tell you preview tool is outdated. It's not being updated the most out of all the products, and take it with a grain of salt is what they tell me.
Yeah.
So I could see how it's inconsistent with this Auction Insights report. Now, Chris, before we move to the next column, you'll see an interesting number here when you look at the top of the Auction Insights report. I'm looking at the last 30 days on campaigns, Chris, all campaigns for a client. And it says 8% of available impressions from thousands of keywords were used to generate this report. And then when I drill down to only one keyword on a different account, like just one single keyword, it tells me 98% of available impressions were used to generate this report. So does that bother you when you see that low number at the campaign level? What do you think about that?
Yeah, it bothers me because I don't know what it's sampling from. So I think you addressed it at the beginning of the show. What is the best answer? If you're looking for specifics, you would break it down at the keyword and ad group level. If you're looking for bigger picture, overall scope, you would look at it at the account or the campaign level. So it bothers me that I don't have any control over that. But in reality, I'm looking in the wrong place if I'm looking at the campaign view. Instead, I should go to the ad groups or individual keywords to really know what's happening. I wish there was a way that I could see what it's showing, what keywords were chosen, but, I'm probably asking a lot. There's a point when Google's not willing to give out information like that.
And so, honestly, I feel lucky just to get the information we get on the Auction Insights report. It's great.
I think it's an incredibly useful tool, something that, if I didn't know it was here, I would expect this information was just not available. It doesn't seem like anything else in AdWords is like this. So yeah, I love that it's there. I use it all the time to really, well, we'll talk about at the end about when to really
day to
use
day
this.
How we're using it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the next column, Chris, let's take about an hour and a half and kind of define what average position means.
Right.
Or we can treat our audience with respect, like they've listened to 87 episodes of the Paid Search podcast and they know what average position means.
Yeah.
Any insights there, Chris? Any surprising data, or it just is what it is?
Honestly, they could skip average position and I would still be able to guess based on the other metrics that we're going to talk about. I think that's probably not really, because I could look at impression share, overlap rate, position above rate. I could look at these other ones and be able to guess probably what their average position is based on the other metrics. So I feel that it's redundant. So not a super important one in my view.
Now, not as clearly defined just by hearing it. So that's why we're here to define it for you. The overlap rate. It's something about weight loss comes to mind when I hear that word.
Dunlap. That's the Dunlap rate. I think it's already lapped over your belt, I think.
And anyone out there, we're not fat shaming. I seriously am 472 pounds. I tipped the scale today. So, but that's with clothes on.
With clothes on and holding four dogs, I guess, at the same time too.
No, Chris, honestly, dude, you don't know me. You just see from the nipples up every week. And I tell you, I work out every now and then. 472 is what I tipped the scales at this morning.
That's impressive. Yeah. That's
big
that's,
guy.
Yeah. Okay, let's move
I just
on.
Died. Okay. Just died. overlap rate. So, Chris, it is how often another advertiser's ads received an impression in the same auction that your ad also received an impression. So me starts thinking about this and me starts looking back at the impression share data. Isn't this pretty close to the same thing as the impression share column? Because I'm seeing similar numbers.
There's a subtle difference between the two. Impression share are potential impressions that can be shown.
That's why you're the great Chris Schaefer.
The impression share is potential. The overlap rate means when that person actually did show right. an impression at the time of that auction. So if impression share is one thing and overlap rate's another, the impression is the potential and overlap rate is the AdWords in action. How many times did you have your ads show and theirs showed up right alongside you? So this is really actionable because when it comes down to it, you know, there's budget, there's bids, there's all kinds of things that can keep you from showing an ad. But how many times were you side by side showing right. on that same auction? This is great information. This is one of the first things I look at. How often am I showing up right beside them? I mean, I look at wow. my metrics on my screen, you know, like I start really paying attention to certain advertisers if I start seeing something, you know, 50%, 60%, 70% overlap rate. You know, that's whenever I'm going to start paying attention to these advertisers.
You know, Chris, this really will tell you who you're competing with. The two or three at the top of the list that show up like 58% of the time you do, 76% of the time you do. If you're like on most of our normal campaigns, we show up average position 1.5, 1.8, you know. This is basically the other two or three people that we're competing with on every search to get to that top spot cost effectively and get those clicks. So yeah, I think looking at who your top overlappers are and looking at their ad copy and then asking yourself, like if you go on the preview tool and you look at your ad and their ad and be like, okay, if I was a person using the search engine and I didn't know anything about either advertiser, does it make me want to click more than mine does? And I think you can get some ad copy ideas and try to step up your game.
Yeah. You know, that would be one thing that would be really cool is if we could see click-through rates on
this.
Oh, that'd
be amazing. Yeah,
that would be amazing. You know, that would be really cool because if they have a overlap rate in a position above that's over you, they potentially show above you, but you have a better click-through rate. I mean, that would be solid to know that your ads are more relevant.
Oh, that'd be a great selling point.
Yeah. I mean, that'd show like, man, I'm killing it here because my click-through rate's better than theirs. But unfortunately, that doesn't exist. But overlap rate is really critical because the next thing, I love that the next thing continues to drill down into what's important, the position above rate. Okay, this is why I think average position doesn't matter to me because position above rate tells me what I really want to know. What I want to know is how often do they overlap and then what percentage of that time do they show their ads above my right. ad. Now, this is really important when you combine impression share and position above. The times to get worried is when you see an impression share that is way higher than yours, and then you see a position above rate that's way higher than yours. They're beating you out both on impression share. They're covering
again
more
on your quality keywords.
On good point. On your keywords, not yeah. theirs, but the ones that overlap the same type of keywords that you have, and then they're showing above your ad. This is a concern, especially if they have a product that's essentially indistinguishable from the consumer's side from yours. So this is the kind of thing you maybe want to go in and look at their ad copy. You know, what are they saying? How can I really set myself apart? Because they're beating me on impression. They're beating me on budget. They're beating me on keywords. This is a concern that I'd want to pay attention to.
Yeah, position above. Now, Chris, one thing I've found here is that it's just sometimes it's hard to make sense of the data. And I think you just have to let go of the fact that you're never going to get like super clean 100% of the time you're above them. Because there's some like puny competitors I'm looking at here that like overlap with us like 5, 6, 7% of the time. And then they show up above us like 23% of the time, 13% of the time. So it's a little frustrating that those puny guys would show above you. But it's like you have to remember, oh yeah, they're only showing up 5% of the time we show up. And you just kind of have to let that go.
Yeah. There's always oddities. There's always outliers in statistics. Yeah. So
now, Chris, I was laughing here because I was skipping ahead to the next column, which is the top of page rate. And that tells you on, again, your keywords, the times you run, the days of the week, and areas you run in, your market, basically, how often does your ad or the advertiser's ad show up above the organic search results at mm-hmm. the top of the page, those top now four positions? And Chris, mine for this client is 93%. That makes sense because our average position is 1.5. Mm-hmm. And I was laughing here because there is a brand name mover in town, like a big mover that a lot of people know in town. They overlap with us 7% of the time, but their top of page rate is 74%. So what that tells me is that they're bidding a lot and they're showing up high, top of the page, average position 3, but they're only showing up alongside all the great moving keywords because we target all of them 7% of the time.
Yeah.
They must be spending, and I would assume they have like a multiple $1,000 budget a month. Yeah. They must be spending a lot of money on junk.
Hidden tip here for you freelancers that are listening, and I know you guys are because our free freelancing tips were very popular.
Yep.
If you want to know who you should advertise to, Auction Insights Report's a great way to actually look into someone's campaign, take a guess at what they're doing, and then shooting over an email said, hey, based on the numbers that I see, you know, you could essentially kind of miraculously guess what their problem is with their campaign. Sir, why don't you take a look at your campaign? I'm betting that you have a very low search impression share. And also, I bet that you have a lot of, you know, poor rated bids. I mean, it's like you have a magic wand you can wave and see behind someone's AdWords campaign wall. And yep. It's kind of interesting there, but that's for another day.
You know, you can also see if you are managing a client's account, you could potentially get another client and a non-competitor of your client by looking at this Auction Insights report, because one of the major insurance company shows up 5% of the time on our moving keywords. And, you know, you could give them a call and be like, now I couldn't call this one because they're literally one of the biggest ones out there, car insurance company.
Yeah.
And they would never take my call unless I told them I'm a host of the Paid Search podcast and I'm right in the front door. But
sure.
If it was like a local insurance agent that I saw in here, I'd be like, I could call them up and be like, hey, did you know you're showing up on a ton of moving searches? Why don't I take a look at your AdWords account? I'm sure we'd see a lot of bad stuff in there that we could help fix. So you can really see sometimes that some weird so-called competitors are showing up on this report.
Yeah. And so just to add on one last thing for the top of page rate, again, this gives you basically, I would say next to average position is probably one of the least valuable metrics on the page here, because, I mean, you already have average position.
Yeah,
and you already know position above rate. So top of page rate is kind of, I mean, we have three ways to tell position.
Hey, but that said, Chris, you know who listens to this show? I don't want to lose any of this data. Well, just because the great Chris Schaefer doesn't want to bother his eyesight with it.
Jason, they haven't listened to us about their nipple showing t-shirts yet. So I don't think.
Chris, you want to know something? And I think you'll know what I'm talking about without talking about. I think they're listening more than we think.
That's scary. They're listening on my Google Home. That's where they're listening. They're hearing me yell at my daughter.
I said 77 degrees. And now you're going to start getting a bunch of Nest ads like, control your thermostat when your wife is home.
Do you need personal counseling for all the yelling you're doing in your home?
All right. Now, Chris, some would say the final column, the most interesting column, outranking share, is how often your ad ranked higher in the auction than another advertiser's ad, or if your ad showed when theirs did not.
Yeah.
So you don't get any data about yourself because this is a competitive metric. It's how often you outranked the competitor. And by rank, we're talking about, I assume, Chris, ad rank, quality score times bid times a little bit of ad extensions in there. Mm-hmm. Your ad rank. How often did you have a higher ad rank than competitor? Am I reading that the right way?
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's one of the most confusing ones. But in the end, it does one thing that combines impression share and position above rate. It takes the metrics of both of those and puts them into one. So impression share tells you how much they're covering of the keywords that you're targeting and the mystery of the potential of what they could do or what you could do. And then position above shows how much they show up above you. And then outranking share takes and combines those. I think the easiest way to explain outranking share is how much are you beating your competitors? It's kind of like a grade.
Yeah.
How much are you outbidding them, outranking them, better on position, and even able to show up on keywords when they're not? So, Although I don't want to use the word grade as an indication that you need to be like 70 or higher. This, Jason, I don't know what numbers you see, but I certainly don't see 70 percentiles here. This is usually like a 50% kind of range, something like that. That I see, but it depends on what metric you're really fighting on here.
It all depends, because I mean, I've mentioned a few weeks ago what it's like to go to war in Google AdWords and really compete where it matters most for some of these clients. And in that account, almost all the competitors in there were at 100%.
Really?
And I mean, when I say go to war, Chris, I mean, it's war every day. Like, you know, the images of like the stock traders during the day lining up. I mean, that's kind of what we have going on with some of these accounts. Now, a couple of those competitors are 98%. One is 86%. But I mean, we really do crush some people. Now, looking at a different kind of campaign, a doctor campaign, where the market is huge, we don't have the biggest budget, and we're just trying to make the most of it. Instead of having an average position of 1 or 1.5, our average position is 2.5. So we're not playing the top of the heap game, and we're more focused on cost and cost per conversion. And in that account, we see outranking shares of 33%, 50%, 60%. And the strategy in that account is, okay, we only have a certain amount of budget. It's okay if other people show up above us and get more clicks. We're trying to spend our small budget with a low cost per click, which means lower bidding, giving up on position, but still trying to spend the full budget and getting as many clicks as possible. And in that case, you're just not going to outrank people all the time. So this is kind of a, you still want to go on your cost per conversion and let those primary metrics guide your management. But it's still interesting to see kind of where you stack up. And Chris, we're going to get into like how we use these things day to day. Most of the time, Chris, for me, it's trying to put clients at ease. People do searches. They think their competitors are the big bad wolf, and they see their competitors a lot. But I point them to this report and I say, hey, the second biggest guy is only showing up 50% of the time we show up on our stuff. And then in a lot of cases, I'm able to show them, hey, we're outranking them 80, 95% of the time. I mean, what more do you want? Like, what else can we do?
Yeah.
So I try to use this to show my clients, hey, just how good we are doing, just how big of a player in town we are. And that's my primary usage for this report. What about you, Chris?
Yeah, it's a reality check, because I think Big Bad Wolf is a good way to describe the way that businesses view their competitors. You know, they're afraid that they're smarter and tougher and always outthinking them, outranking them in everything. And in reality, what's happened, I'd say certainly more than half the time, I have somebody who says, you know, how are we doing against so-and-so? So I go in, I pull up the Auction Insights report. I take a look at the list of URLs that we are competing against. And the one that they're worried about does not even show up on the list.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
The number one competitor that they're most concerned about that they mention, you know, I just saw so-and-so's, you know, ad on here, and, you know, I want to make sure we show up above them. When it comes down to it, overall percentage, there's not even a scale. They aren't even ranked to show up on any kind of impression share next to that advertiser. So it's a reality check to know, am I really doing well against my competitors? And the other side of the coin, if it turns out that your assumptions were right, that you are being beat out, the way that I use it on a more practical, actionable way is I'll set up a bid rule. I'll actually go in and say, if this URL is bidding against me on this certain auction, I want Google to increase my bid 30%, 40%, 50%, something like that, so that I can outbid them in that one auction, because I know this client's concerned about this particular URL. They offer, you know, a service that's much like theirs. There's not a whole lot of difference between those two, and they just want to make sure they beat them. So I'll use the Auction Insights reports to see if they are a problem. If it turns out that they're an issue, then I'll set up a bid rule that outbids them, and then it's not really an issue. The last thing you want to do if you see that someone's beating you is just go in and increase all your bids.
Oh, Chris. Yeah. I mean, yeah. You know, that's the second time I primarily use this report. Is we were in a situation in the preview tool, advertising for a client in a city that we're not in, so we can't get the local results, and so we have to go on the preview tool. And on some of these searches, one of the competitors that we run up against was showing up number one all the time, no matter what we bid. And we wanted to be in that number one spot for this kind of campaign. And like, we would raise bids and our cost per click would go up, our cost per conversion would get worse. And we'd be like, why are we still not showing up? And then I go into the Auction Insights report and I'm looking at it right now on the exact keyword, drilled down to the keyword that I had a problem with and was like, why are they always showing up above us? Number one, they're showing up 70% of the time we do on the overlap rate and impression share. So it's not even like they're showing up all the time. And the second thing is their average position is 1.9, ours is 1.2. And their position above rate is only 20%. So in my mind, just from looking at the preview tool, I thought we were getting killed by this guy and they were showing up above us 100% of the time, because that's what I was seeing in the preview tool. But I go into the Auction Insights report and they're only showing up above us 19% of the time. So I'm going with the Auction Insights report. I'm going to let that be the primary thing I base my decision off of and not just utterly destroy my cost per click just because the preview tool doesn't look right or a client Googled something on their computer or phone and doesn't like the results. If you want to be a good, in terms of performance, AdWords manager, you got to push back against people checking their ads, even in the preview tool.
Those one-time samples are a horrible way of judging the success of a campaign. When I get a screenshot of someone's phone because they searched one keyword and it was like 5:30 in the morning and there's a competitor ad and their ad is not on there and they freak out because they think, you know, they're beating us on everything. We're not even on here. You know, I'm like,
right.
Cool it, Joe. Your ads don't even start till 7. And those guys blow their budget by 2 in the afternoon. You know, I mean, it's ridiculous. So keep a level head. Use the Auction Insights for solid, fact-based information instead of based on, you know, individual searches that you're doing on your phone or your computer at random times of the day.
Now, Chris, what percent of AdWords advertisers, this includes professionals like us, but also the business owners out there, what percent actually take the advice you just gave and look at the Auction Insights report and go on the data versus they look at individual results on their phone or computer? Like, what percent do you think we're in? Because I definitely think we're in the minority.
None of my clients, I can tell you that. They don't even know it's there, much less take action to look at it. So, no. I mean, if that's a measurement, then certainly it's a very low percentage overall.
And that's good news for you and me and everyone listening because it means people can be beat on Google AdWords. You can perform well if you have the discipline to not fall into, I guess, natural human tendencies to have confirmation bias
and go on
your individual result there. So, Chris, that's it. Goodbye. We'll see you on the next episode. Thank you so much for listening. Chris should tweet more out of the Twitter account. He doesn't even update when we have a new episode. I'm calling him out.
Oh, snap. Yeah, you're right. I forgot about that. Happy New Year. All right. Jason's walked away. All right. Happy New Year. We'll catch you guys next week.